Hello and welcome to this special series from Great British Brands in association with Changemakers and with me, Michael Heyman. It's a collection of conversations with outstanding guests where we seek the answer to a very big question: what next? In the course of answering this, we explore what it takes to be a great British brand and the people and stories behind them. Now, my guest today is Marie Gillane, nutritionist, philanthropist, and the founder of Ondine, a non-toxic and sustainable cookware brand. Founded with the goal to eliminate toxins from the home whilst looking stylish in the process, Ondine continues to spread knowledge and positivity surrounding nutrition and health. With a focus on creating products that last a lifetime, Ondine is set to make cookware a family heirloom. Now, to tell us more, Marie, welcome to Changemakers. Absolutely wonderful to have you with us on this Great British Brands edition. Now, to start us off, Ondine, we're dining in French. It's your middle name and it's a Great British Brand. Let's pick up the story there.
Thank you for having me. It's born here in the UK, but I'm French, so that's the connection with my middle name, Ondine, and it's manufactured in Italy, so it has many aspects to it, but it really is born in this country and was created here.
Do you not think that's also part of what a great British brand is? It's got so many cosmopolitan parts to it that actually it's international, it's global. I mean, it just sounds like this could be the story of many, many great British brands.
I think it's the world of today, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Well, and of course, you know, you mentioned your French background, the Gillane family, in terms of, I guess, some very, very big shoes to fill in terms of that entrepreneurial heritage. What do you think your great-great-grandfather, Pierre-François, would have made of all of this? I mean, he went into perfume. You've gone into this wonderful, sustainable sort of cookery business.
I think my family members would support me and would encourage me to do my own thing, which is what I've done, and to follow your passion and your creative flair. So that's how this brand was born, was from all my many passions coming together. I think they would have supported me. Absolutely.
I always remember that there's a great Elizabeth Taylor quote. She said, there's no deodorant like the smell of success. And I sort of think the scent of success for Ondine is this sort of sustainable and durable cookware brand. I mean, tell us a little bit about the business in terms of what it is and what its promise to the market is.
I felt that it was really important to bring a product to the market that was not going to harm you. And when I did my research many, many years ago, before it became current knowledge that, you know, we were living in such a toxic world, I was really, really shocked at how toxic the home could be, especially starting in the kitchen. And kitchen utensils that sometimes you can use. So once I did my research, I started to realize what was out there, and I wanted to create something that would fill that gap.
So I'm imagining there are listeners that are currently dropping their knives and forks as we speak to say, how toxic is the world around me right now? Frame that particular issue of the toxicity that you find in the home.
Well, there's on average about 1,500 chemicals in everyone's homes. So we are bombarded. So we're bombarded outside our homes, and then we're actually bombarded inside our homes as well. And I think a lot of people are not aware of this. But there are so many things you can do to detox your homes, from looking at the cleaning products you're using to the furniture you're buying. But especially you can start in the kitchen, and you can look at what you're using to cook with and the produce that you're actually eating as well.
I mean, you embrace all aspects of holistic wellness and non-toxic living. But I think in terms of framing why that matters to people that say, I get it that Marie might be interested in that, but why should I? I mean, apart from just the number of I guess those toxic products, what's the cost to wellness and well-being, do you think, in terms of the family home experience?
The cost is really high. It's high for your own health. So we're seeing more and more diseases, more and more illnesses. Cancer is rife. And if you want to live a long life healthily, then you really need to think about what you're exposing yourself to and how to reduce those toxins, because it will make a huge, huge difference. And the scientific data is out there. It's a well-known fact. So making those changes in your home is the best way to start.
So the thing I'm thinking about is that a phrase like non-toxic living is it's new. People think, well, what is it? But I wonder, when you fast forward and think about how people in the future might look back at this period where it's a debate, it's a discussion, it's not necessarily a given. What do you think they'll make of it?
Let's hope they're living in a far cleaner, non-toxic world than the world we're living in now, where they can enjoy the oceans and they can breathe fresh air, which isn't full of pollutants, and eat food that's not full of chemicals, because we are actually poisoning ourselves on a daily basis. And a lot of people are not aware of that. And the most important thing that people don't realize is that our bodies are designed to detox absolutely wonderfully, beautifully. They do an amazing job. Our organs and our bodies are incredible. But the problem is we are saturating our bodies with toxins. So eventually the body is not able to detox the amount of toxins that we are ingesting every single day. And that's where the problems start.
And if people are looking for signs of that toxic living, what are the warning signs that people should look out for?
In their own health?
In their own health,
Oh, it can start with, and a lot of children get this, obviously, because they're more sensitive, and that when they're exposed to certain things, they will get things like all sorts of rashes, eczema, then you've got asthma, and then of course adults can have these things as well. You know, if you're putting chemicals on your body as well, as well as everything else, you are really poisoning yourself. Those are the superficial things that you'll see, but eventually you'll be going on to things that are far more serious, such as autoimmune diseases, all the way to cancer. So that's the reality. And we can't ignore this anymore, because it is rife and everyone seems to have something. And this isn't actually normal. We're not supposed to all be unwell. We're all supposed to be well, thriving and living to a good old age without having lots of diseases to endure throughout that time.
And of course, you're doing this with a great deal of style with the brand. Ondine is cookware, which is aimed to last. And I suppose if you were to tell us a little bit more about the actual sort of, I guess, products, the actual things that you're creating, what would they be?
Well, we decided to use titanium 316 Ti, which is the cooking surface, which is the most important, because it doesn't leach any toxins or chemicals into your food, even after many, many years of use. They make spaceships out of titanium. I mean, that's how durable it is. So I wanted to create something that was going to last for a long time and not poison you in the process. So it's something that you can enjoy for your life and then pass on to your children. And we have many chefs that use the cookware because they are professional pieces of cookware. They cook exceptionally well, very easy to clean, and oven to table, so beautiful to bring to the table when you have guests or when you're cooking for your family.
And of course, almost the antithesis of the idea of the disposable, isn't it? I mean, this is a product which is here built to last.
Absolutely. I think the throwaway culture that we are exposed to today, I think that needs to change. I think we're heading in the wrong direction, and we're all very aware of this. We need to make changes, and it's a false economy to keep buying things over and over again. You're better off buying something of good quality that may be more expensive initially, but if it lasts you a lifetime, it will cost you less in the long run.
Do you think that with a business like yours, which obviously caters to people that can afford to buy quite expensive products, do you think sustainability can ever mean affordability in terms of this being a much more, you know, widely accessible and affordable way of living your life?
I think right now, when you're paying a premium, you know that you're paying for quality because it's expensive to create something of quality. It would be great if these things could change, and they may well do. But for now, it's almost what you pay for is what you get. And, you know, in the future, there may be options for Ondine to create other lines that may be slightly more affordable, that might be a little bit more simple, but will have the same non-toxic materials. So we could broaden our market. But right now, this is the line we have.
Because, I mean, I've loved reading your story. And something that really stuck out when I read it was that, you know, you said that if not Ondine, I would be running my own charity for children's causes. It's a dream I intended to fulfill in the future in some capacity. Now, you've chosen to throw your energies into business, into entrepreneurship, into building and creating a brand. Presumably because you see this as a way to create change as well as a great business.
Absolutely. And it's also very much my passion for health and wellness, because as a nutritionist and naturopath, this is everything I believe in. So to have the cookware and the health aspect and the food, which should really be the best quality possible, being cooked in a non-toxic pan makes absolute sense to me. And this will help, you know, families and children, whoever uses them. So for me, that was very important.
I remember interviewing Paul Linley, the founder of Ella's Kitchen. And for him, there was a definite moment when he realized the sugar going into the food of his daughter Ella's you know, sort of diet, and that he was going to build a business that was going to basically just cut sugar out. I mean, was it that same sense of actually I could build something that could make a real difference that drove you, do you think?
Absolutely. And I hope it will make a big difference. I know that it's already making a difference to the lovely clients that have purchased the cookware. And absolutely, that's why I'm so driven to help others and to help others with their health and with awareness, really, because I think we all need to know how toxic our environment is and how we can help ourselves to be healthy.
I mean, it's interesting when I started this project about Great British Brands. I mean, you obviously start to think about a lot of the things like traditions, a lot of the things that I suppose you think make up that kind of history. But almost all of my interviews have been about people that are taking on very real challenges and turning those into the opportunities to create great British brands. I mean, is that the sort of part of the vital ingredients, if you will, of what's next, is that more and more of these companies are going to be solving ever bigger problems, and they might well be created here in the UK.
I don't know. I think why not? Of course, but I think that a lot of businesses are successful businesses, and wonderful ideas come from people who see a problem or see a gap in the market or see an issue that needs to be addressed, and they go out there and they do it themselves. And I think that it's wonderful.
I mean, and it does speak to a certain, you know, I guess, optimism and positivity that a lot of entrepreneurs have, which is that they can make a difference. I mean, how has facing, I guess, the biggest challenge of our generation affected your own experience in terms of building a business during COVID?
So our business was already established before COVID, but our flagship store was our website. So we already had that implemented. And actually, it was a really good year for Ondine because everyone was cooking at home. And then there's been a lot of awareness around non-toxic cookware with the film Dark Waters that came out last year. And I was very well aware. I was really aware of these facts way before the film came out. That's why I created Ondine in the first place. But it was great to see people waking up to the fact that they need to rethink their cookware, rethink toxins in the kitchen. And so we saw a huge increase in sales from that as well, in Harrods as well. So it's been a really good year for us.
I mean, obviously, you're right. I mean, people have sort of, you know, the nature of lockdown is we're all cooking at home more. I mean, obviously, with the prospect that things may change with the vaccine and with a world that seeks to rebalance, what do you think the future is for your business? And I suppose also the questions that you're seeking to address in non-toxic living. I mean, do you think that the road out of COVID makes us more or less likely, I guess, to want to reset, to renew around new agendas like this in terms of healthier lifestyles?
Absolutely. That's a great question because that's everything that I'm researching at the moment. And I think it's really important to take a step back from what's happening and think about why it's happening. Is it the virus or is it because a lot of people are metabolically not well? And I would say to you, probably the answer is a lot of people are metabolically not well. A lot of people are not as healthy as they should be. And I think there's many factors to why that is. But I think instead of fearing the virus and worrying about it, it should be, well, actually, let me look at my health now. Let me try and find out how to make myself better. What are the things I can do? Maybe I should be exercising more, eating better, checking my, current health status, because a lot of people are deficient in many, many things, including vitamin D, which is one of the most vital nutrients that we need for our immune system. So there are so many things we can do and implement for our wellness to make ourselves strong again. And I think that's the key here.
I mean, a lot of people are tipping, and I'll declare an interest. I wrote a column about this a couple of weeks ago that actually health security may well be one of the big issues that comes out of this pandemic. That we want to look after ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't want to feel as vulnerable and as open. And that actually, businesses in the kind of healthier living, well-being, end of life are potentially ones to really watch. I mean, do you feel that that's the kind of crest of the wave that your own business might well be able to surf?
I hope so. And I think hopefully this will make a change in a positive way for many reasons. And there's always a rainbow after the storm. And let's hope the change is positive.
I mean, obviously, once people can shop again and meet and eat together, and in terms of how you see things moving forward, building your own business here in the UK and internationally, in terms of how the British brand might work for you, is it sort of tangential and just because you're here, or do you think there are other values that might well make the authenticity of where you're building the business matter? As Ondine, as a sort of a business built in Britain and built, you know, that you're building here in the UK. I'm just thinking what's next for it, and how might a UK business actually start to work for you in terms of the brand and what it might mean for the future?
I think it's the core values of the brand, which embody health, wellness, awareness, healthy cooking, gathering around the table with family, which a lot of people don't do anymore, which is not great and sad, really, because we need that human interaction, and we've seen what COVID has done. Separating ourselves from loved ones. I mean, we're social creatures as humans. Mm. We need to interact with loved ones. We need to hug, and we need to, have wonderful times together. So I think the core philosophy of the brand embodies all these things, and that can go anywhere around the world.
Yeah, I love the idea of the renaissance of the kind of the family meal, the idea of coming together, because I mean, I think that a lot of people say that one of the most brutal realities of COVID alongside the illness has just been the isolation. I mean, do you think we're almost going to have that euphoria that we do want to come together much more socially like that? Will that make us more Mediterranean, more kind of, I see you laughing there. I'm just thinking about what will the British meal of the future look like?
Well, I just think, I think a lot of people love to gather around a table here. Absolutely. I just think there will be a lot of rejoicing once we go back to normal, and hopefully people will just spend more time with loved ones and really appreciate those times more. And also, it's a really important fact that children benefit hugely from sitting at a table with adults or parents or family members. It helps them develop in a very positive way, in a important way. It increases their IQ and their social skills, and all of these things can't be lost. They're vital.
I mean, you've spoken before about family, the idea that actually the products that you're building might well go on to become family heirlooms, that actually, you talked about passing, this kind of cookware on to your children and grandchildren. That's what people used to do back in the day. Has that sort of sense of family driven this business in terms of actually what I suppose the real fulfillment of the brand in terms of actually this idea that cooking together, giving cookware together. I mean, that does seem to be something that people may well think back to their parents and their grandparents and how those sorts of things used to happen, whether it was, the old brass or the old copperware pots through to, I guess, Le Creuset, whatever it might be. I mean, is this driving your thinking in terms of where this might be in 20 years' time, do you think?
Absolutely. I hope so. I think that side of things has been a little bit lost, actually. The things you inherit from your grandparents or your parents, I think cooking utensils hold so many memories. And everyone I've spoken to who've inherited cookware from their parents or grandparents just love using their pots, even though, they can be quite old. They still love using them because of the attachment and memory to them. I just think it's a special thing.
Do you think that being part of a special family and the Guerlain family that's known around the world for perfume and known, as I suppose, and cosmetics, known as a very strong family. I mean, how do you think that has impacted your own sense of the business that you're building?
I think I was probably inspired by the creative and entrepreneurial flair that sort of runs in the family. And I think it probably comes to me naturally, as all families have. their speciality. You know, you've got families who are all doctors and families who are all performers or artists. And I think sometimes it just runs in the family and it just comes to you naturally. So I think that has played a huge part. And I think also growing up around the table with family members who just, and I think that's very French as well, to really enjoy that time. I mean, it's a celebration when you come around the table and you're eating wonderful food and you're sharing those moments with family. I think growing up with that and then now doing it with my own family, it's very much part of the Ondine philosophy.
And when you think back to those times, this kind of the nostalgia, I guess, in terms of the emotions, the feelings, I mean, I'm already imagining it, but I mean, just describe it a little bit to us, because I suppose that's what brings a business like this to life, is that is that family environment, and I'm sure one that others will seek to build through your products.
It was just a very earthy, very simple, lovely way of growing up. Just getting the organic vegetables from the garden and herbs and all those things and cooking those ingredients that day. So you're eating fresh produce that is organic, that hasn't been sprayed with lots of chemicals, and you're eating it that day. Around a table full of love and happiness and, you know, just real joy, because the French love to eat and it's all about food. You know, the sun is setting, you know, you smell lavender in the air, you know, the crickets are in the background. And I mean, you can't have anything more wonderful.
No, if people aren't hoping for the end of lockdown, they certainly are now. I mean, when you sort of, I mean, that's a wonderful, you know, evocation of, I guess, that lifestyle, that French lifestyle, that Mediterranean lifestyle. I mean, we are, though, here in the UK, in Britain, we're looking at what's next. This question where, and it's not just here, to be fair. I mean, everybody around the world is sort of treading with a great deal of trepidation about the future, because we're going through this immense period of change. There are other enormous issues on the global to-do listing, you know, averting climate emergencies. But in terms of how you feel about that future, in terms of the what's next, do you feel positive and optimistic about that because of the sort of things that you're doing and the change that you're seeing, or do you feel pessimistic about it in terms of the future that's unfolding before us?
I'm not a pessimistic person, so I'm always the optimist. So I don't look at things in a pessimistic way, even though, of course, I have my fears and worries, because we are living in a very strange world, a very unstable world, and there's a lot of things that need to change. But that change needs to come from us. We all need to make those small changes, because if we all make those small changes, the changes will be dramatic. So we do need to look at our habits. We need to look at the way we live, the way we feed ourselves, what we buy, what we don't buy. And we just need to be aware and conscious, because it's not just our lives, it's everyone's lives, and then it's our children's lives. And I know that I wouldn't feel good about myself if I left this world not having tried to do as much as I can. I have, you know, three children, and I hope that they will be in a better world than we are in today.
What a lovely place to finish the interview, Marie. Thank you very much for joining me on Changemakers X with Great British Brands. Absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And there we've heard it, the story of Marie Gallaine and Ondine, a wonderful story. And do join me next time on these very special episodes of Changemakers with Great British Brands. I'll see you then.
Thank you so much.